right, we back. Yes. We back. What up? All right, we had a little bit of slight technical difficulties, but in this day and age, who don't, okay?
Yes.
All right, but what up, everybody? Culture Nights, we back, all right? It's your boy, Jersey, and I'm back with a brand new episode of Black Culture, The Breakdown. Okay, it's every Sunday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on my Instagram Live.
Yes.
However, today we're doing it on a Monday. We got a revival. Today is all about moving millennials, and we got the talented Mako girls in the building.
Yes.
All right? We definitely had a little bit of technical difficulties, but let's get them back on here now, and let's see if we can get Instagram to cooperate with us tonight. How y'all feeling? Thank y'all so much for being with us. Let's see.
Hi.
Yes.
Welcome, Mako girls. There we go. I got y'all.
Yes. Finally.
Yeah. Finally. Oh my goodness. Technology is so crazy, but you guys are great, and thank y'all. Y'all finally here.
Yes.
All right. So let's tap in, everybody. Tell everybody who you are and what you guys do.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Mimi.
I'm Anai.
Yo, it's Kena.
And my crew comes in and we're turning up the crowd. The neighbors at the door because the music's getting loud. We can party all night, dancing in the spotlight. And I'm gonna show my friends how to have a good time. And we're the Mako girls.
We're a girl group based out of the ATL and we sing, dance, and rap.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, first of all, yo, y'all just bodied that, okay? Your presentation, your entrance, yo, 100% A+. Y'all in the money already.
Thank you.
Let's start it off. How did the Mako girls even become a thing? How did it become a group? Walk us through that journey.
Starting out, we was just making dances, and we love to entertain people, so we was always dancing at parties and stuff, making up dances. We got to see the group Mindless Behavior. We was like really in love with them at one point. And then we got to meet them, watch their documentary, the process of how to tour and create music
and becoming a boy group, like all that put together. We were like, y'all, let's do that. Like that looks so fun. And so we were just dancing at first, but then we decided to add singing into the career. And so since then, we've been doing Mako Girl Sick.
Yeah, so October of 2013, we found our vocal coach, started becoming a group, really working on our craft.
Doing the artist development, training, learning all the choreography, getting it all together.
Yeah, and then that next summer we started writing music because we was just doing TLC, at showcases, talent shows, and we was like, it's time to do our own stuff. So we made our own song, and then it just took off from there. It was just the same process as it kept going.
Okay, well.
Yes.
All right. To all of that, first of all, y'all are so dope already because it just seems like y'all already have media training on lock. Artist development is 100% back, and you guys are 100% talented because that's how you come out here singing and let people know that you lead with your gift first. Sarah's already showing y'all love in the chat. All right. What up, Sarah?
Yes.
And, you know, if y'all don't know, Sarah is one of the finalists from Britain's Got Talent. Sarah, what year was that? Tell everybody what year that was. But I'm saying, so you guys are actually dope. So now tell me, when you guys decided to actually become singers and become an actual group, when was it like, yo, let's actually do this?
Ooh, I would say it was actually around this time of year, like October of 2013, is when we were like, you know, well, let's take this more seriously and add singing into our career.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was around October, a couple years ago, 8 years ago, actually.
8 years, yeah. We was like, oh.
We were like, you know, we gotta practice. We even signed, like, made a whole
made contract. Made our own contracts that weren't real. We was writing our own contracts.
It was what group contract thing.
Pros and cons things that we need.
Yeah, we was ready, coming up with everything, trying to figure out who to work with next, what we want to do next, how we want to dress. It just all was something we thought of and was like, let's do it.
Now, that's 100% fire. So what made you guys already get that motivation to kind of keep going? Who gave you guys that fire? Be like, all right, what's next? Bam, bam, bam. We got rehearsals. We got vocals. How did you already develop that skill?
I feel like our managers and also our parents, I feel like they really are the ones that shown us that you can really do anything, and they supported us when we came to them with the idea. Like, we didn't know we could sing well or nothing. They took us to these vocal coaches. They really was like, hey, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. So ever since the start of it, they've been supporting it. And I feel like they're the reason why we kind of have that mindset, because they run businesses too. Like, they know how to do it. So we they was all on board with like teaching us. They wanted to learn the process themselves so that way we knew what to do, how to do it the right way. So I feel like they're really the ones that kind of that really helped us like go ahead and take off and what
and
to
then
do next.
After a while, I would say we started inspiring each other, like trying to push through, like, it's a tough day. You know you're tired. You know you don't want to do it sometimes, but you're like, you know what? We got to do it. We got to get it right. We got to just push through.
Yeah.
Even if we have to make something fun out of it, make a dance routine, make a weird, silly
the
song
boot camps,
about it.
Yes. That's when we have the fun, because that working out stuff be hard.
Definitely hard. So now, let me ask you now. I'm a choreographer. And
okay.
The phrase that you guys said, mindless. Ray Ray, I have a dance school in New York, and Ray actually pulled up and taught a few classes at my dance school before.
Oh, wow. That is so cool.
Definitely cool. And he's a friend to the show. He's been on here a few times. So it's interesting to get that correlation. What is it that you guys choose? Why is it that you guys choose to take the craft seriously? Why do you guys take classes and continuously train and continuously want to be better?
I feel like it's really just a genuine love for, like, the music. Because I realized, like, whenever I would, like, try other stuff, there wasn't no real passion, like, to keep doing it.
Yeah.
It was just, like, trying it, and they were just, like, it was nice for the moment. But I do realize with music, it's, like, there's a genuine love for it. Like, I can listen to the same song over and over again for, like, weeks and still have that same love for it later on. And even with us performing, like, that feeling, that adrenaline of us on stage and turning up with the crowd and, like, having everybody love our music and us, like, just show them our craft.
Yeah.
It's something that's continuous that, like, I don't really get from any other thing.
I think it's even from the rehearsals, like, the process. The people that we work with, they're kind of like our mentors. So, like, when we're talking to them, they're really, like, encouraging us all the time. I feel like what really keeps us going, what really makes us, like, want to do it is this. Being around people who's always speaking life into your vision, always want to be a part of the journey and not just there for, you know, this short time. They want to see you win. And that's really what, like, let us know, like, this isn't just something for fun. Like, this is something we really enjoy doing, because you can tell, like, when we're working, when we're practicing, the work ethic behind everything is something that you can see through the screen. Because even we make TikToks, you can see that passion through the screen. You can see the connection and everything. So
even like listening to our music, like our old music, like at first when we were like younger, we would hear it over and over again, like, this is too much. And now we're listening to it, you're like, you know what, this is all going on.
And there's no groups like how it was when, because we liked, you know, the Miley's Behavior, One Direction, OMG Girls,
Little Harmony. Like, we like to see groups, and like nowadays there's not as many groups out there, so we definitely want to be the girl group for this generation,
because that's
Well, yo, my last episode before this, I just had Raz B on from B2K, and he was talking about everybody coming back together for the Millennium Tour and just doing that for the culture. And they were together like 15 years ago. And, you know, their career was able to evolve. They were able to do movies. They were able to do tours. What do you guys see in the future for the Mako Girls? Do you see movies? Do you guys see TV shows, tours? Talk to us. What are you looking at?
Tours for sure. We love to travel. So tours for sure. I do think you'll see us on some screens in the future. We love to like do like documentary type things where you can see the process behind the scenes. But you know, even stuff that's scripted, I think will be cool too in our future. We actually did a TV show 30331 where we're acting as characters in that show. So
and then Mimi and I also did like some background work. So that was like pretty cool.
We're stepping in there a little bit. Definitely with makeup and all that fun stuff, we love that. So being into like creating our own line of stuff or even partnering with the brand to work on something dope, I think that would be amazing.
Award shows.
We're here for it all honestly.
Well, you know, all of them things sound like it's about to be in the shmoney. So at the end of the day, all of them is gonna make sense. So now, is there any ideas with acting? Do you guys want to do any acting, like just kind of like, even though you guys are a group independently, are you guys looking to do any independent projects right now?
At the moment, we haven't thought about it, but I think it is something we would actually be open to doing.
Like trying out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, you know, we all have our own individual things that we really like to watch. So Anaya's like, if they make an Avatar or two, she want to be in that movie. And I'm over here.
I just want to be an extra. I don't even need to be like in the main or side cast, just to be a part of that.
Yeah. Cool. And I used to be like obsessed with Grown-ish. I was like, oh, if I get a role, like being on something like that, that would be really fun.
I don't know. I might do like something with a scary movie or like something that had to deal with like something like supernatural or something. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, she'd have that on her own.
So she has like the supernatural. We got the reality, almost like a TV drama. And
TV drama, teen TV drama.
You pretty much got all the genres here.
I got you. Okay. So now if we could, I got your playlist pulled up right now. If y'all can introduce any track, what would y'all want the people to hear right now? 30 seconds of any track. What would you want them to hear?
Leverage. Leverage is our single that's out now. It has such a dope energy. It's all about confidence and about, you know, just being selfish sometimes. It's okay to care about yourself and put yourself first. And we really think that this song is just something that you can vibe to. It's really nice. And it's also telling them guys, like, if you're trying to shoot your shot, you gotta be on our level. Yeah. Because if not, you gotta go.
Okay. All right, well, go ahead and introduce the track.
Yeah, what's up? This is the Mako Girls, and you're listening to our single Leverage. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Drunk dog, and headed to school. His face got all right, and there we go. Calling all the stars, making all the
place. If you're feeling this, put some fire emojis in the fire comments.
Gotta make a scene. I'm a little extra for me to clean. For a very good reason. I'm ready to know you're long on the season.
This, can you give us 30 seconds of that acapella?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
ladies.
Ain't nothing wrong with being just a little bit selfish.
Oh yeah.
I'm all about myself and just a little expressive.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I thought by now you would be getting the message.
Oh yeah.
Hope you really don't think that you got leverage.
Oh,
leverage with a girl like me.
Okay, they'll go.
Yes.
Okay, stop playing. Straight fire. Yo, Mako Girls, y'all are the truth. And thank y'all so much for popping out to Black Culture to break down, sharing y'all talents. Let us know what y'all got coming up that we should be on the lookout for.
Yes, we are getting ready to release a single called Ain't Thinking About You. So make sure you guys go ahead and support us on all streaming platforms so you'll be ready when it drops. Also, we have a lot more shows coming up, so make sure you guys stay on the lookout. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Mako Girls.
And we're almost at 1 million on TikTok, so be sure to go ahead and follow us right now and go ahead and watch our YouTube video, watch our YouTube channel, Official Mako Girls, and check out our Leverage music video.
And make sure you go get our information and get our merch on our website at
www.makogirls.com.
Mako Girls is spelled
MAKOGIRLS.
Notice that's a K, not a C.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's on period. So, now let me ask y'all this. Please stay in the comments because I want y'all to get back on the show at the end of the show to get y'all on here with Sarah and Christian. All right.
Okay.
All right. So definitely stay in the comments. Probably gonna be in the next 20-30 minutes. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. We'll see y'all soon. Thank y'all so much, Mako Girls, everybody.
Thank you for having us.
So that was the Mako Girls, and they definitely come with their A game. They are a whole bunch of percent rehearsed. They are 100%. What about that shmoney? Y'all hear the way they were saying just now? That was live, okay? Yo, let's put some respect on their name.
Yes!
That was real talent. All right, let's get Christian on here. All right, let's get Christian on here. Christian, you ready? Yo, I can't even believe what? It's 100% talent, yo.
Yes.
I'm talking about. All right, let's get Christian on here, though. Let me see how to work this. Sarah, I see you back in the building. All right, Christian, you got to send a request. Yeah, Christian, send a request. But how y'all feeling? How we feeling? At the end of the show, I'm going to get everybody on the live together, and we're definitely going to be tapping in with a whole bunch of questions called Rapid Fire. It's about to be lit, so make sure y'all stay tuned for the end of the live, all right?
Yes!
Okay. But Christian's about to tap in right now. How we feeling, everybody? There we go. What up, bro?
Glad to be welcome.
Of course, man. Tell everybody what you are and who you are and what you do.
I'm Christian Brown. I play basketball for TSU, men's basketball, and do a little bit of everything. Y'all have to come out to the games for the people that stay in Nashville. We're going to make it a show for sure and put up for the HBCU, you know, first year as an HBCU student. So just getting the whole experience.
Of course, man.
Yes!
Man, you're already doing your thing out here, bro. I was just watching your highlight reel. You was dunking on people, bro. Like, I'm like, yo, you don't play no games. But before we even get there, let's bring it back to the top. How did you even get into basketball?
Really for my mother. For my mother, because I was first playing football because of my uncle. So, like, I was really a football head, and just transitioning to, you know, my mom be like, you know, try to play basketball because she ain't like football because of the contact. So I just, you know, simply just moved into basketball and, you know, just put it on.
Christian?
You hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, connection. What's the last thing y'all heard?
You said you just transitioning into, you could just start back from the top.
Oh, yeah, nah, yeah. What I was saying was, yeah, I was transitioning into basketball from playing football.
Yeah.
I fell in love with the game after that and just got better after, just kept working and was up from there.
But then did you know that you would be able to get this far back then? Like, what was your mindset? Was you just playing just to play? Or did you already know, like, nah, I'm trying to be a top recruit, I'm trying to go pro, I'm trying to, like, did you already have a strategy? Or you
just I really did. Because at the time, I wasn't, like, ranked, and, like, all my peers ranked, stuff like that, right? Like, you know, and I just was like, I'm just going to get noticed and just put in work. And I really didn't see it at all. Like, basketball was just really like a rock star AAU. Like, yeah.
Okay. So now let me ask you, who was it, like, some of the people that you looked up to that kind of was like, yo, I'm trying to, like, did you have any basketball players before you that was like, nah, I'm trying to?
At the time, when I was really jumping into basketball, it was like Seventh Woods. Yeah, okay. He was a dog, you feel me, like, in high school, like, Tevin Mack. But, like, all of them, like, we were all together, you know, coming from, you know, looking up to them.
Yeah.
You feel me? And, like, and then LeBron, you know, you got to be freshman with LeBron and stuff like that. But, like, I was always in the gym with them. So, like, I would look up to them, just try to, like, you feel me, be on that stage. I knew they came from where I came from. Then you got Zion.
Okay. So let me ask you now. So now, with you being in the game, do you feel like there's a lot of, like, envy that comes with that territory? Do you feel like there's a lot of people that wish they were in your position?
I mean, yeah. You know, that what my coach be calling, snipers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, like, they gonna be with you. Like, they might, you know, they're going to be with you when everything all good. When, you know, that stuff hit the fan, you know, then that's when we ain't, you feel me, getting that same love, how you feel me, you was. So you just got to keep it cordial and just look out, you know, because it's everywhere. You know, envy can come from anybody, you know. So you got to just stay on your 10 toes. So I just stay on my P's and Q's.
100%,
bro. Yes.
So now, how do you stay focused though? Like, when you trying to get into the game and you know people giving you energy, how do you stay focused to make sure you still deliver?
Just do the stuff that I was taught. You know, like preparation. You know, you feel me? If you prepare for it, then you ain't gonna buy a worry for it. So I just prepared, and you know, just play my game, because that's just how it is. That's how I got here. He's gonna have to keep doing it.
That's it. So now, so what's in the future for Christian Brown? Like, what are you trying to accomplish with basketball? Like, what's the goal here?
Well, you know, I'm trying to get an OVC championship. Trying to just get there.
Definitely get to.
I gotta worry about that before. You know, I gotta worry about that before I worry about anything else.
One step at a time. Now, NCAA definitely dropped the new rule a couple months ago that y'all could actually start getting paid now. Y'all could use y'all likeness and start working out brand deals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? And do you see yourself work with a whole bunch of brands in your near future?
I mean, yeah, I have some merch right now. No, okay. Y'all go to my Instagram.
Okay, go ahead.
Support. Yeah, when I say support me, it comes to the games, wear my shirt. You know, you definitely have the support. Have to like keep it by ear. Be professional. You know, do what you gotta do. You know, to be recognized, you gotta just, you know, keep on going. So, yeah, and this whole, when they passed it, you know, just basically use our likeness for our names, because that's how long, feel me, other colleges be getting money off our names, ain't getting nothing. So finally, you know, they did that.
Definitely. I seen, what you call it, Miller, Percy Miller, was able to get a $2 million deal with a tech company.
Yeah.
Would you want to lock in like a tech deal? Like, what are some brands you see yourself working put out to the universe?
I mean, it's a lot. Whoever brand that want to, you know, mess with an intelligent black, you know, create movie, I'll mess with them, but you just got to just play by ear, you know, just keep doing what you got to do, because it's going to come. So like, PSD underwear, like Under Armour, you feel me, if y'all watching this. Hey, right here, you know, if we need some more gear.
100% facts. So now, let's step out of basketball real quick. Are you open to doing stuff like the Mako Girls are just on here singing? Would you be down to being in somebody's music video as like the leading person, or would you be down a model? What else are you trying to do out here?
Yeah, I definitely, you feel me, model. I modeled before.
Okay.
That's up in my avenue, you know, clothes and whatnot. So, I don't know. I don't know about music. I mean, I would be in a music video, but you feel me? That would be fun. Okay. But, yeah.
So you're not just pretty much like just married to just basketball. Your avenues are open to anything else that may come.
Yeah. I mean, it's a business.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. So you gotta make different avenues to get money, you know, and this opportunity now in this now day and age.
Definitely. Yeah,
bags there, you just gotta go get it.
Absolutely, 100%. All right, last question before I get you over here. For anybody that want to get into the game of basketball that may be listening to you right now, what advice would you give to them to kind of get their feet wet in this game?
Just keep working. You know, like, it's gonna be days, it's gonna be hard days. You just want to just stop, but you just like. You gotta keep working. Like, you're gonna have to come against adversity, because adversity is, you know, every day. So you just gotta just keep doing your craft and just don't stop. Because I swear, if you have a deserve to win mentality, then you're gonna win eventually.
Definitely, man. That's 100% facts.
Hey, hold on. What's up, my boy B Miller, Marcus? Hold on, I'm
going. Bro, now shout them all out.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? I see y'all, boy Jada. What's up? Yeah. Oh yeah, hey, congrats, my boy just commit to Bama. First, I just want to
Now we clap it up for stuff like that, man. Everybody, it's going up. It's a whole new generation out here that's definitely coming up. It's dope to kind of see how y'all gonna just kind of culture. even just basketball, I feel like it's changing with the way that the new generation is kind of looking at it. You got, y'all able to get paid now from college. Y'all able to start making money. You know what I'm saying? Like, making money from way before y'all even get on an actual NBA. So that's lit. But stay in the comments, my bro, and then I'm going to get you back on here with everybody when I'm done with Sarah. Cool?
That's cool, cool, cool.
All right, bro. Everybody, Chris Brown. All right, so that was Christian Brown. Listen, if y'all ain't in tune, he's a TSU basketball player, and make sure y'all follow him right now.
Sure, sure.
All right. So we'll see you in a second, bro. I'm going to get Sarah on here, and then we'll talk in a second.
All right, man.
All right. How do I get? All right, there we go. So that was Christian Brown, everybody. Make sure y'all definitely tap in with him. He's all the way turned up. You know what I'm saying? Top 100 recruit, Christian Brown. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all get in tune, know y'all history, and tap in with people that's actually Black excellence out here.
Yes!
All right, so let's get another queen on here. Sarah, send a request so we can get you on here. If y'all don't know who Sarah Ikumu is, she is definitely about to let you know right now, but she's probably one of the most talented singers I've ever heard sing. And she about to get into some things. We about to get into some things. Yo, Sarah, you on here? Send a request.
Yes.
People's just waiting to see you. All right. But what's going on, everybody? If y'all tapping in right now, we here for Black Culture to Break Down. We're here on a Monday today for the revival. All right. All about pushing the culture forward. Today's all about moving millennials, people that's killing the game right now in their niches. We got Christian Brown's basketball play on the live.
Yes.
We got the Mako Girls, who is a group, I guess, a girl group. I'm not sure if R&B, pop, I guess everything, right? I'm going to get them back on. We're going to actually clarify that, but they're a super group. Let's call them that.
Yes.
And we got Sarah Ikumu, one of the best vocalists alive. I'm going to definitely put that into the universe.
Yes.
That's what she is. All right, but let's get her on here, though. Sarah, you on here? I'm not sure what it is and why I can't send a request. It's not annoying. Request to join the live. Okay. Sarah, I see you on here, but you got to send a request. All right, there we go. How we feeling, everybody? Y'all feeling good? There she go. What up, superstar?
How are you?
I'm good. I hope you're not asleep. You sleeping?
I'm not sleeping. I'm very tired today, though. I don't know why.
I can tell you. It's okay. Well, welcome to Black Culture to
Break. Thank you. It's so lucky because we went an hour, like the clock went an hour behind on the weekend. So I thought that this was going to be at 1 a.m. here. So luckily, I caught up and I was here on time.
Definitely. What time is it over there right now?
12:36, and I thought it was gonna be at 1:30.
Oh, so we doing good then?
It was even earlier than expected.
Even earlier than expected. Listen, we got Sarah Ikumu on the live and Black Culture to Break Down, everybody.
Yeah, sir.
So tell the people who you are and what you do, sir.
I'm Sarah Kubi. I'm a 20-year-old singer-songwriter. I sing R&B, I sing soul. And yeah, music is my full-time gig. And yeah, I don't know what else to say.
Listen, so first of all, we've definitely had Sarah on here previously in the past, so she's a returning guest on the show. So welcome back to season 3. And I want to actually say that you are literally one of the best vocalists that I've probably ever heard in life.
That is a very bold statement.
No, but it's a true statement.
Because
you, especially for your generation, for this generation, I don't think there's a lot of people that have this gift. I interview a lot of people on this show. I've had SWV on here. I've had Cisco, Raheem Devon.
Yeah.
People. And they will probably agree that you are probably one of the best vocalists that they've ever heard as well. Because the purity in your voice and the quality, I think we're losing you. Oh, boy. Did we just lose her? Oh, boy. Damn, I was giving her a compliment, and now I have to go down the drain.
What?
Can y'all hear me? Can y'all see me? Is the live working? Am I messing up? Is she messing up? I don't know what's going on. Oh, okay. What's going on? I can't even give oh, there she goes. She's coming back. This is crazy. I can't. Somebody's calling into the live. That's not Sarah. That's not that kind of show today.
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to do another show.
We can see. There she goes. What that was.
Okay. Sarah, I don't know what happened, but I'm happy to get you
back. I didn't know what happened, but I was so scared.
Don't be scared. It's all good.
What have I done?
It's all good. It's all good. So now I was saying that you vocally, you really are really gifted and talented, and you should be
so much
proud of your gift and what you've been able to accomplish so far. And you know, knocking or crossing our fingers, we're definitely going to be linking soon and working on some epic projects. I'm definitely seeing that in the future. Yes, but tell us, you have such like inspiration from such oldies. Who are the people that you look to inspiration to right now that's not in the current generation that you go to for a good vocal inspiration?
Well, in the younger generation or older?
Older generation.
Oh my God. Aretha Franklin. True. Houston. Gladys Knight. James Brown. Chaka Khan. Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson, of course. I just love old music. I think that's where I've got a lot of like, I think the way I sing is definitely, I've kind of just like, my inspiration is definitely from old music.
Yeah. So now, do you like music today?
Yeah, I do like music today. The thing about me is that I listen to absolutely everything, rock, pop, grime, rap, you name it. I listen to everything. I think my inspiration is definitely older, but I think I just love all music. I think the difference is I feel like old music is more timeless. I don't really know if the music that is being made in this generation will live as long. I guess we're gonna have to see, but I feel like old music, I think the thing with old music is like there's always like a story behind everything, and it's like it's like really meaningful. So I feel like that's why even people now are still able to relate to it.
Got you. So what do you think is missing from music today that doesn't carry that longevity to be able to keep them? I don't know. Like, tell us, what do you think is missing, that story that's missing? What is it?
I think, I don't know. I mean, some people do. I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like I can't speak for everybody, but I feel like people, oh my God, how do I like explain it without like being rude or anything like that? I don't know. I just feel like people don't tell true stories. It's kind of, a lot of the music is like beat and delete, sex, you name it. And listen, there's nothing wrong with that, but there's just no realness to it. It's just all kind of, you know, kind of, you know, kind of make something. Yeah, I feel like people are really stuck in like, I need to make what's current and then like move on to the next, and then that's it.
Got you. So with someone like you that comes from a singing competition, you did the Apollo, talk to the competitions that you've done.
I've done Brits Got Talent, and I did Showtime at the Apollo, and I do not think I'll be doing anything else. That would not make me happy.
Got you. But coming from that background and just competing and really singing to kind of almost like save your life in a way, do you feel like the industry doesn't have that like, I don't know, that talent requirement anymore. Do you feel like you're overqualified?
Wow. He said, do I think I'm overqualified? I wouldn't say I'm overqualified. I think, yeah, I would say that the industry doesn't really know what to do with big voices. I feel like it's, I don't know, like, let's be so real. Anybody can sing now. Slap a bit of auto-tune on it. Anybody can sing. Don't need, and it's not just, it's, you just don't necessarily, it's not about talent. Let's put it. It's about the look. It's appeal. It's, you know, can she be on headlines? You know what I mean? But yeah, it's not even with me. It's just, I wish talent was the new hype.
We wish talent was the new hype. What can we do to make talent? Everyone's agreeing with you. They're clapping. True. What's up, Via? What can we do to make talent be the new hype again? Like, I think the Mako girls were just on here and they were super talented. They sung for us live. So they actually can sing. They have vocal ability. You showcase your gifts so many times on TV and all over the world. So we know that you can sing, but why is that almost not a requirement anymore? You know, what happened?
I think some people just don't really like. I don't know if to say if it's people who don't really like that anymore, but I felt like, I don't know. I feel like with these labels and stuff like that, they're obviously just gonna want to push out what's popular. I just feel like in the age that we live in, it is all about the sex. It is all about, you know, showing your body and all that kind of stuff. I just feel like, you know, people in high places should give people, you know, a real chance and try push out that music, because, you know, immediately, like with me, you make this kind of song and then people say, well, it's not really, you know, current. Maybe you need to do it more like this, or it's a bit this, it's a bit that. And I think it's very hard because, you know, everyone wants to stay true to themselves, but sometimes you're forced to change just to kind of fit in the gap.
Got you. And you know what? And it's 100% true. Well, hopefully we can definitely change that narrative. So tell us, what does Sarah have coming up that we should be on the lookout for?
I've been collaborating with a few house DJs, which is kind of different because I was never really into house music before, but now I am into it and a bit of, I'm a piano. So I've got a few collabs with DJs going on at the minute. I've been in the studio a lot, and I think people, you know, probably don't think I'm like doing anything because I never really show what I'm putting out, but I am in the lab. It's just, I'm such a like perfectionist. It's like, until it makes sense, why that's making sense, it's never going to be released. But I am there, and I was speaking to you about it, and I just need to put out stuff and I need to stop being afraid.
Got you. And you know what? And definitely not being afraid is the path the problem. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, there's some people out here that don't put out good work and they just put it out. They just don't care. And then we're like, how did they get there? Because they actually took a risk on themselves and just did it.
Excellent. Hi, Steven. He said, yes, you do. Listen, it's coming.
It's definitely. So how about this? I'm going to pull up your roster. If you can introduce any track that you would want the people to hear right now, what would you would like them to hear from Sarah?
Waiting, because it's the most recent one.
Waiting. Okay, well, go ahead and introduce your track, Sarah.
Right, so the song is gonna play. It was my second single, and it's named Waiting, and it's R&B/soul. It's just kind of a song about, you know, having someone that's there, shouldn't be there, but you just kind of love having them there, but they're not good for you. But it does explain that, you know, I'm kind of done. But yeah, that's the song.
Okay. Drop some fire emojis if you're feeling. It's that Sarah E. Kumu.
I'm going back through my mind and faces, hey. I'm going too slow for what I'm expecting. Think about when it was starting. Think about what you were talking.
Comments.
A vibe.
Thank you.
A vibe. Like, and that was your last single that you put out, and it's so strong. Like, what was your thought process behind actually being like, what made you say this one is complete? I'm gonna put it out. What made you say it for that?
It was so mad because that was when I started this project. It was with a new producer, and I remember the first meeting I had with him, and he was just like, oh, I want to see your vibe. So he just made like a track, like very random, like on the spot. It was very like, there was just nothing on it. It was mainly like piano. It sounded like more of like a Jhené Aiko kind of vibe. And it was like, why don't you, hey Jay, he was like, why don't you freestyle on it? Like, you didn't need to say any words, just kind of did a thing. And I literally, most of what you hear, like the melody and stuff, even like the chorus was a freestyle. And then from that day, it was kind of, I don't know, like there was just something about it. And it went through a lot of changes. Like there was a time when I really hated that song because I can't lie, there was things that was being done to it that should not have been, that should have been happening. Like there was a lot of things going on. There was a lot of weird instruments on it. But luckily we got it sorted. It was even in a lower key. Like when I listen to it back, I'm like, whoa, like it doesn't sound anything alike. But I think when we went to record it at the studio called West Point, and I was with my vocal coach, and she came and she helped me lay like the backing vocals and stuff like that, that's when it came to life. And I think that's when I was like, this is actually it.
This is it.
And yeah, I just never looked back. I was like, okay, I'm running with it now.
Okay. Well, how has London responded to it? Did they support the track? Did they love it?
Yeah, I think they support the track. I think it was really different. I think it's so different compared to Save You. So that was nice. I think the only thing is, I think coming off Britain's Got Talent, I've got a lot of older fans, so I think sometimes people kind of get frustrated because like Waiting, yeah, it's a nice song, but it doesn't really show my full vocal range. So it's like, we need something bigger, we need something more. And I do get that, and I'm in the process of, you know, learning about my sound and stuff like that. So I think I'm just trying to accommodate to all, because there's so many different like age. Everyone.
I understand. So before now, Sarah, thank you so much for being on here and just giving us like
anytime.
Now I'm gonna beg you, can we get a little bit of vocal something from you? Is it too late over there in London?
See, I knew you was gonna do that. you want my dad to come and scream in my face. I'm trying to think, like, what can I sing without being so loud? I don't know. Give me a suggestion.
Audience, let the audience pick. What would you guys want Sarah to sing? Give us some suggestions, please. Let's see what they got in here.
Me to sing, because it's a bit of a sticky one still.
Why don't you do a Beyonce track.
Beyonce.
Aaliyah track.
Aaliyah. Oh, I don't know why I thought of Alicia.
Alicia. Oh, somebody said Lotus said Brandy. A brand.
Wait, who is Lotus, by the way?
Lotus is my dance school.
Okay. I didn't know what it was called.
Lotus Creations Academy. Yes, if you guys don't know, I have a dance school called Lotus Creations Academy. They're in the chat. Please follow. Thank you. But yeah. Oh, they're saying Monica.
She said Amazing Grace.
No. You know Monica, Angel. How about Angel of Mine? Do you know that one by Monica?
I know. It's like, I literally know that one line. That one line. Like, I don't know how to sing it. Let me try the Brandy one. Listen, guys, if this is not good yet, you can't blame me because I was really put on the spot. good.
Well, I guess I'm lonely, brokenhearted. Life's not over. I can start again. Well, I'm lonely, brokenhearted. It's a hurting thing to get over.
I didn't like the way I sang that.
What you talking about? That was good. Bad love.
And it was like,
It was good. That was definitely.
Oh. Okay. Hold on. Thank you.
Lie. Okay.
You said, why not Amazing Grace? Because Amazing Grace. Oh my God.
All right. So, first of all, you killed that, okay? So, come on, you're great. And definitely, let me get the Mako girls on here, and we're going to just close the segment off with everybody being on the live, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me see. Mako girls, send a request. All right. Now, Sarah, you definitely killed that, okay? Killed that.
You're being nice.
You did good. Yo, please tell me that she did good in the chat. Like, come on. I don't know what's going on with my sound effects. They're no longer functional. Technology is not our friend tonight. Mako Girls is definitely calling, and here they are. Let's see if we can get them on here. Is Christian on? All right.
Hi.
There you go. What up, Mako Girls?
Hello. You sound great. Yes.
Thank you so much. You guys are so pretty.
Thank you.
Sarah, Mako Girls, Sarah.
Good to meet you. Hello.
Yes.
Nice to meet you. So, let's actually, first of all, you guys are both artists that are thriving in your respectful rights. Let me ask both of you guys, is how hard is it as Black females in the entertainment industry to actually get your voice heard? How hard is that sometimes to get people to listen?
I think it's hard only because they expect one sound from us. Yeah. And when you're coming with something different, they're not always sure of how they're going to like it, if they want to like it,
or as open to like listen to it.
Yeah, because we've had that happen so many times because our music is so different. It's more like pop R&B, like urban pop R&B. So they're like, they'll dibble in it a little bit, then they'll back off because they're not sure. And I feel like that happens all the time. Like, they don't know what to expect. They just see Black girl group and they don't know what's going to happen next.
Mm. That's actually a really true statement. Do you feel like they put you guys in a box?
No, I don't think so. I think we're just like Sarah. Like, we are into all types of music, like K-pop, rock, you know, alternative music. So,
reggae.
Yeah, we really just stay true to who we are because we know there's a lot of people out there, like, you know, sounding similar, and we want to bring something different. Like, I know there's people out there that love what we do. Like, there's people out there who love people who are different. So just because, like, one main audience won't like it, it doesn't mean there's people out there that don't. It's just you have to find your audience.
That's true. Sarah, how do you feel? Do you feel the same?
Yeah, I think when you're a black person, period, it's just you have to work 10 times harder. Like, it's already a problem. And I always had this thing when, especially when I started out, people would always say, like, before they've even heard, it's like, well, you're a black girl, like, the only songs that you're probably going to sing are just, like, Aretha Franklin songs or, like, really big songs, like, in your face, and it's like, well, like, give it a chance first. So I think, yeah, it's always difficult, but I don't know. You have to push against it, I guess.
That's definitely facts. So now, in the music industry, what do you feel like are your biggest hurdles right now? Like, being completely transparent, what are your biggest hurdles at this moment?
Do you want to go first?
I think social media was definitely our biggest hurdle starting out. It's just the consistency of it. Like, if you don't post after so long, people feel like you're not doing it anymore, but that's not true. Sometimes you're working behind the scenes and, you know, you're not filming everything. So
I think really our biggest hurdle now is just, like, pushing our music out there and just knowing the right promote our music to our right audience so that we can make sure that we make bigger strides in the industry and not promoting it to, like, a dead audience.
Yeah. And so that literally what they said.
Yes.
You don't post for 1 minute and you're finished.
Yes, that happens. And I remember when we started, like, 5,000 was you made it. So now it's like
the numbers keep moving, because when we were younger, we were like, okay, if you made 5,000, like, you in there.
Now we had 10,000, 20,000. Now it's like a million.
You need the big numbers coming at you.
Yeah. Definitely. So now, how are you guys able to balance social media? Mako Girls, you said you guys are almost at a million on TikTok.
Yes.
Yeah. How were you guys able to build that fan base, and how long did it take you?
Oh, it took a year.
It took a year
because TikTok. With TikTok, the algorithm is different than any other social media app. It filters it onto everyone's pages. It's not just one specific person
or people who just follow you.
It's to everybody, and really just constantly posting on the app. Like, now we post 2 times a day so that we can make sure that we get more reach. And just constantly posting every day is what got us to where we are now.
And also, we created content days because we used to do our makeup, like, every single day, making videos. And we was like, that's too much. So we took it down.
That's a lot of product going out. That's a lot of money going out.
That's money. So we had to put it down to 2 days, making content for the week for not just TikTok, but TikTok, Instagram, like, YouTube, making it work so we're not working so hard, but making it still be entertaining for people to watch. So 2 days, we'll make content for all of our platforms and just release it throughout the week. Yeah. Mm.
Got it. All right. Now, Sarah, you do a whole bunch of content. Like, you just did, like, that YouTube special that you just had everybody click on your YouTube, that super dope visual that you so you're repurposing. You're on YouTube. You're on Instagram. You're doing all these different things and collaborating. How do you actually find a time to collaborate? And then what makes you decide if someone is worth collaborating with?
Just, like, whenever someone reaches out, I always make it a point to ask them, like, what have you done? Like, and I always go and do my own research. And, like, you can be, like, people can be so good, but you just know, like, we're not really going to click, or it's not what I want to do, it's not what I want to do at the moment. So you obviously have to ask questions and be open. And I think, especially for me this year, I was just like, I don't want to be in a, like, my comfort zone. I really want to step out and grow. So I think it's really important to, like, give things a go. And it, just like what the girl said, it's just like making time and, okay, I'll have this day and I'll do this, and then this day I'll do this. Otherwise, it's just long. I remember, like, what the girl said, I used to do makeup, like, nearly every day, and it's like, I'm tired.
My skin, I don't want to put that makeup on today. No, I'm not doing it.
It can be straining, but work smart, not hard.
Work smart, not hard. Okay. Yeah. All right. So now let me ask you this as well. In terms of your talent, what do you feel like is a part that you can get better at in terms of your gift? Like, do you feel like there's a part that you're like, yo, if I work on this, it would elevate everything big time for me?
I know for sure with us, it's riffs and runs. Like, we're really tapping into it now. So being able to really get it effortlessly, like, not second guessing it and learning how to just command, be able
and
to do it.
And then you have more confidence within our singing as well. Because there's a period of time when we were doing music where it was just, like, a bunch of rap songs.
Yeah.
And then now we're, like, tapping into more of us singing in it. So definitely just building the confidence in our singing and then even developing it more will just take it over the top.
I'll say, go ahead.
I would say for me personally, it's facials. Because, like, for some reason, I can't pull off a straight face. I cannot do it. I look either confused, scared, or nervous. So it's like me, like facials, especially performing, is very important. Mm-hmm. So like me pulling out like facials or trying to like stay in the mirror, trying to practice like how I look while I'm like performing and stuff. I would say for me it's very important. Something that I need to upgrade on.
And stamina, because we do a lot of singing and dancing together. So to
we
be
had
able
a year
to
break.
Yeah, because of the whole pandemic, a year break of no performing is like getting back into that rhythm.
Got it.
Yeah.
How do you guys talk in unison like this? Did you like? It's almost like y'all. How do y'all do that?
It's a sister thing.
Yeah, we can't. Like, it just happens all the time, and like the answers always end up being the same. We have to tell each other, like, you know, just say hey a different way.
I'll say the answer.
Yeah, like switch it up. Like, you know, you say what's up, you say hey, and I say hello. Like, let's switch it up. Like, we always be saying it the same way every time it just happens.
Sometimes we accidentally talk and like all at once, and we're like,
Got you. All right, so let's play this game real quick called Rapid Fire. So all you have to do is I'm going to ask you guys some questions real quick, and you're going to just answer on top of your head what comes to your head. Cool?
Yeah.
All right. So, first question, who is your favorite female group of all time?
TLC.
Okay, wait, Mako Girls, you said who?
TLC.
Okay, TLC, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah?
I said Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child.
Good one, yeah.
Could we get a versus battle between Destiny's Child and TLC? Literally, that would be awesome.
Yes.
That will be fire. All right. That was a good one. All right. Favorite movie?
Avatar.
Stump the Art.
The Haunting.
Avatar.
I know what my favorite movie is.
She's like, I'm still thinking.
I don't. You know, I've always thought of that question. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, out of phase.
You can try to let go of the movie.
One you recently watched that you like.
Yeah. Or something you don't mind watching like a million times.
Maybe Rat Race.
Rat Race.
I've seen that before.
Yeah. It's quite old, but it's really, really funny.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah, I love comedy.
A Rat Race. Okay. All right. Favorite dancer.
Lisa from Blackpink. Yes.
I don't have a favorite dancer.
I would say Jay, our choreographer.
Okay.
I love Sierra.
I was thinking her. Or Aaliyah. I was a really big Aaliyah fan, so she was really, really talented.
Okay. All right. Biggest inspiration.
Ooh. Yeah, I think I'm gonna say Beyonce.
She said.
What'd you say?
Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think right now, definitely. And Whitney Houston.
Ooh,
okay.
Yes.
Should we do one old and new?
Old and new?
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
so old was Michael Jackson for me, and then new is Ariana Grande.
Old was Aaliyah. New is probably her. I would say her.
I don't think this one was old, very old, but like Eminem.
Okay.
And I would say for me now, it would probably be like Melanie Martinez.
Or Billie Eilish.
That's dope. All right, so then last question, who is your dream collaboration? Who would y'all want to work with right now into existence?
Okay, Doja Cat, Rihanna,
yes.
Nicki Minaj, Ariana Grande for sure, Chloe and Halle,
yes.
Oh, you named 16 collaborations. Okay, so okay.
Like, we got a couple songs on the list.
I
want to just put them out there for y'all.
Absolutely. Anybody else?
Me? She named all the ones we always say.
Okay, got you, got you. Sarah, who you got?
Bruno Mars, Beyonce, Jasmine Sullivan, Drake. Yeah, I'd say those. Yeah, those four.
Nah, all of those are dope. And all of y'all ladies are super dope. Thank you. Definitely all in here tapping in with y'all, laughing and joking with y'all in here. Because I wanted them to get to know y'all just a little bit differently than they would on another interview. So thank y'all ladies for being on here and definitely speaking up for the millennials and moving y'all forward. Is there anything that you guys would want anybody that wants to do exactly what you do, What would you want?
I definitely would let them know to, like, know that it's hard work. You got to stay consistent and don't give up. It takes a long time, especially if you're trying to have longevity in this career. It takes time.
Always work on your craft. Practice makes permanent. It doesn't make perfect, but it does make permanent.
And know the business, know who you are, you know, have a great foundation, a great team behind you, because that is also very important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Saying exactly what they said, and always believe in yourself. Like, you've always got to believe in yourself.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, can we potentially get a Sarah and Mako Girls collaboration?
I was listening to her vocals. I was like, oh, we got to, you know, link up.
Yeah. 10,000.
Definitely. She's in UK, and you guys are in ATL?
Yes.
Oh my God, I want to come so bad.
Oh, we got you when you come down here.
Yeah, and we've been to the UK before. We have family there, and we performed before. Yeah, yes. So we love London and the UK. It's really a vibe, so different from Atlanta. So enjoy it.
Oh my God, yeah, we're going to have to make it happen.
Yes, we do.
Definitely. Let's definitely make it happen. Well, thank y'all ladies so much for coming on here. We didn't get Christian back on here. He had to run. I get to get ready for practice. But appreciate everybody being on here. It was another dope episode of Black Culture The Breakdown. And we'll definitely see y'all next week. Ladies, thanks again.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. See y'all later, everybody. Deuces.